Welcome back to Who's Talking. And again, be careful if you're out there on the highways and byways. We do have Dr. Gordy Rawls on the phone. He has given us a heads up. He's on a cell phone, may not have the best connection, so hopefully we won't lose him. Obviously, Gordy is a double WHO, longtime orthopedic surgeon here in Richmond, and worked with Frank McHugh back in the day in Charlottesville. Of course, Frank, the longtime orthopedic team doctor for the Virginia Cavaliers. Gordy, we appreciate your catching up with us tonight. Thank you.
Right here, I can hear you loud and clear, Jim.
Good.
I'm on 64 in the blizzard, but connected well.
Well, be careful. We probably shouldn't have you on a cell phone while you're driving. But nevertheless,
not driving.
He's not driving.
Okay, you're a passenger. Good. The one thing I noticed on Saturday, I was just going to ask you, Justin had the cast off his hand. Does that mean anything?
Well, of course, I don't have any direct information about his injury, but my suspicion from what I've observed is that he probably had a fracture of the proximal phalanx. It's the bone at the base of the little finger, and the talk boards are certainly saying that he had an operation. Typically, if there's a bad fracture of the proximal phalanx, we put some very small mini screws across the fracture. It holds it together very well, after which you don't need a cast. A therapist to keep the mobility in the fingers until the bone really starts to heal. And I would hope he'd be able to play in 3 weeks minimum, maybe four, some along those lines.
Well, that would certainly be good news if that's the case.
Absolutely. I think we need him.
Well, Gordy, you and I were talking recently, and you mentioned that this reminded you on some level or so with the injury to Ralph Sampson back in, I guess that was about 1980, right?
Yeah, well, I was a resident at the time, and I do remember that Ralph had a similar fracture. I think it was in his freshman year.
Okay.
And it was on our way, I believe, to the NIT tournament. Didn't we go to the NIT tournament his freshman year?
Sure did.
And, it was in the early part of the season, and I believe he had a similar fracture of what I am thinking Justin had, and it had a couple little screws put in, and Dr. McHugh was generally quite aggressive at getting people.
When he does come back, they'll, I remember Joe Harris the year before last, he had it pretty bandaged up. I assume they'll put some sort of protective bandaging on there for Justin when he does come back.
Yeah, certainly in football it can be big and bulky, but in basketball, as you well know, you can't have much very bulky. Luckily, fingers can be what's called buddy taped. So that is to, connect it to the adjacent finger with, maybe some thick tape at first. And I think he'd be able to play as soon as he's really pain-free.
Well, the good news is Evan Nolte on Saturday hurt a finger. He went off with Ethan Saliba, came back, started the second half, had a couple of fingers that looked like exactly what you're talking about, buddy taped, and proceeded to come out and make a couple of big jump shots for the team.
Absolutely.
So it didn't affect his shooting touch.
That was a different injury. He probably dislocated his finger. It popped it right back in place. And that ends up being having enough ligament support that all you need is buddy tape, not as much pain as a fracture, and you can really get back in action pretty quickly after that.
Well, Gordy, as you guys get closer to Charlottesville and JPJ, what are the conditions up there on the road?
It's not ideal, that's for sure. I got William Massey in the back seat, who's an ex-manager of the team. And so, we're glad to have him with us, but we're just trying to get there by the middle of the first quarter, maybe.
Tell him I said hello. I think he sat beside me for a year or two right there beside the bench. So I'm glad you got him alongside there.
I'll do that, Jim.
Well, Gordy, thank you for joining us. And as always, thank you and Ortho Virginia for being such outstanding sponsor partners of Who's Talking. But drive safely and bring back a W.
Okay. Thank
All right,
you guys.
Gordy, take care. All right, we are headed for our bottom of the hour break here. Good to get that report from Gordy. And, when they start putting screws and plates into you know, your hand or your foot, it's not an immediate recovery. And he's a great athlete, and maybe he can learn to shoot right-handed in the meantime. But you never know. Wishful thinking, right?
Well, he can shoot right-handed, maybe close to the basket. I'm not sure he's going to shoot jump shots right-handed anytime soon. But I'm sure he'll get out there as soon as he can, because I know he's anxious to get back with his teammates.
All right, we're going to head to break now. Stay with us. On the other side, we've got head UVA lacrosse coach Dom Starsha.